Well, welcome back in, everyone. Michael here. We are going to cover Proverbs 23. This teaching, this series, this episode, whatever you want to call it. And I'm excited about this episode again because there's some great things in here that'll help guide us along the way of life. Again, if you've just joined us, whether you're podcast, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're coming from, what we're doing is we're going through 31 chapters of Proverbs. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, which is in the Old Testament. The desire here, the impetus here with all of this is really to kind of help folks get in the Word, get in God's Word, get in truth, and really understand truth instead of just compartmentalize and piecemeal little verses and quotes here and there that may sound great, but we really don't know the full context. And I think one of the things that's been missing in a lot of teaching today is actually people getting in the Word and knowing the truth of God's Word. So I felt led to do this. I'm not a pastor. I'm a business owner of several companies. So just like you, I'm just kind of doing what I believe God's calling me to do. And I hope this blesses you as you're watching this or listening to this, either by yourself or leading a group. And again, as I've mentioned in times past, I believe one of the ways that we change culture is by more of culture knowing and understanding truth, how to actually read it, apply it, think about it in life. And I think we've had a great series so far going through Proverbs. So share this with someone that needs to hear it. I know that you know 3 or 4 or 5 people that you've been texting today. Just be like, hey, this blessed me. This encouraged me. Maybe there's a particular Proverbs that stands out to you. Don't try and target share. In other words, oh, you need to hear this one. You know, this will really, no, just try and encourage them with things that have really spoke to you and let God use His Word to speak to them. All right, let's pray before we jump in. Father, we just want to thank you for the time that we can be here again today. Use this teaching through Proverbs 23 and really your word to encourage and connect with the hearts of those that are listening and watching wherever they may be on this planet that you've created. We thank you for your wisdom in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Proverbs 23, again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation version. And as always, I recommend that you get a Bible, an actual physical Bible, so that way you can make notes, highlight different things, and you don't have the distractions from your phone when we get notifications and all of these other things that happen, right, in life. Chapter 23, verse 1, while dining with a ruler, pay attention to what is put before you. If you are a big eater, put a knife to your throat. You're like, what? That's a weird way to start out the chapter, verse 1 and 2. It's the idea of basically controlling yourself, right? Don't show up and be a pig. You know, be crazy with all you're eating. Like, you're dining with a ruler, you're dining, understand where you are. I think that's kind of the context here, right? Now, also, it continues to go on, and it says, chapter 3, or verse 3, it says, don't desire all the delicacies, for he might be trying to trick you. You ever think about that? Have you ever been in a situation in life where you've interacted with someone and you wondered, are they just trying to do, you know, share this or do this to kind of get me to do something they want me to do to trick me into something? In other words, keep your wits about you. If you don't know what the word wits means, look it up or ask your grandparents, okay? verse 4, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. Boy, this is so important. In our culture today, what is glorified in a lot of ways is wealth, money, prestige, women, cars, if you're a man, women, cars, you know, just all of this stuff, physical things, material things. And there's nothing wrong with money. Remember, materialism is not how much you have, it's how much has you. You remember that from me sharing some things before, but don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Remember, we all have different purposes and passions. Just because you're maybe financially or whatever at a different place in life than someone else is, that doesn't mean they're wrong or it doesn't mean you're right. It just means they're maybe called to something different than you're called to. So don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Focus your time and energy on actually developing the gifts and abilities and qualities that you have been given from birth. And what will be happening is you'll be actually operating in your purpose and you'll be more fulfilled along that line. Verse 5, in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. They are always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. Have you ever been with folks like that? Listen, I got to be honest with you. I've been guilty of that with my kids. Where I'm talking to them about, hey, guys, pay attention. This costs this, this costs this. Now, some of this along the way is me just kind of teaching them things in life. I want them to have an understanding of what things cost. And other times I've said those kinds of things out of like, you know what? Make sure you appreciate this because it's expensive kind of thing. But the Bible says don't eat with people like that, that are stingy, right? Like, in other words, enjoy the moments of life. I think we miss that a lot. You know, it's not about always the do's and don'ts. It's about enjoying the moments of life sometimes. We need to do that. It's so interesting. In the Old Testament, God allowed for many festivals for his people to say, hey, take time off of work, relax, and enjoy one another. Like, that's important to do. Verse 8, you will throw up what little you've eaten, and your compliments will be wasted. That was the end of the verse 6 and 7, if you missed that. Verse 9, don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. We've read that one before. And don't take the land of defenseless orphans. For their Redeemer is strong. He himself will bring their charges against you. Now, when it's talking about their Redeemer, it's talking about God, right? God is the one that's going to protect these folks. And that's why when the Bible says that when you do something to an orphan and a widow, it's like you're doing it directly to God himself. So important are Jesus. Verse 12, commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. This is so big, and it just made me think about my life. I realized at a younger age, one of the best things that I can do is invest into me. And I don't mean putting money aside to invest for my future retirement. I'm talking about invest in me in relation to knowledge. You'll never be in a place where you will regret investing in knowledge. Because as you grow, you'll be able to make more decisions. And as you make more decisions and wiser decisions, then you'll be able to perform and do things that maybe add more value to people. And guess what? As you add more value to people and you solve bigger problems, you'll be able to do what? Make more money. So when you think about that, commit yourself to instruction, verse 12, and listen carefully to words of knowledge. It's so important. 13, don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. This is, again, going back to reiterate this discipline with your kids. Physical discipline may well save them from death. This is important because the responsibility of the parent is to rein the child in with physical discipline. Ow, that hurt, Dad. Well, it's supposed to hurt, so you remember it. And hopefully it will keep them from doing something severe that's hard to come back from. So important. For those of you that have had kids or no kids or no have known friends that were on drugs because maybe these kids weren't disciplined enough when they were younger or they got too much free rein, you know the effects that that can have in your life. And that doesn't mean that you can stop everything from your kids getting in. You can't do that. You can't micromanage your children. But what you can try and do is teach them truth and wisdom along the way and discipline them as necessary. That doesn't mean you're disciplining them every day, by the way. Hey, you dropped your crumb. Come over here. You're gonna get a spank. That's not it. You need to evaluate what does it look like to have healthy, godly discipline with your kids. You don't want to break their spirit either. You want to do it in a way where you're doing it out of love, but you're doing it in such a way that you're saying, hey, this was severe, son. This is not okay. Hitting your sister is not acceptable. You're going to get a spank for that. And you're going to get it with a paddle, not my hand, but with a paddle. That's the right way to do it. You won't always do it right because you're human. But you're thinking about what that looks like. Verse 15, my child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. Verse 19, my child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. Do not carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons. for they are on their way to poverty, and too much sleep clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. Verse 24. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. In case you didn't notice, I just read that. Now, hopefully, you're really paying attention. Verse 25. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. Boy, do we delight in following the ways of the Lord? That's the question. What's on your mind? Is it, God, I want to do what you want me to do in life? Is that what your mindset is? Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. If it's not, the question is, how do you shift it so that way it gets to that place? Verse 27, a prostitute is a dangerous trap. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. Hard to get back out of those narrow wells, by the way. She hides and waits like a robber, eager to make more men unfaithful. Who has anguish? Who has sorrow? Who is always fighting? Who is always complaining? Who has unnecessary bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? It is the one who spends long hours in the taverns trying out new drinks. I remember when I was younger and I had a job at Walmart, and then there was another job, Scott Electric, a couple other places in Pennsylvania. And I remember that a lot of the guys, I worked second shift, and a lot of the guys after second shift, and I went with them a couple times, but just like, I just wasn't into that on the regular. But a lot of the guys, like, that's what they did. Like every day, not once in a while, every day after work, they'd go to the bar and they'd sit there and they'd just have drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks. And then they'd go home and then they wake up and then they go to work again. Then they'd be done with work. They go to the bar and they have drinks and drinks and drinks. And then they go home, they wake up and be done, you know, do it again. And when you think about it, a lot of times folks like that in life, they're listening to the radio, or they watch TV, or they do different things, and they kind of tell themselves, or they talk about the reality that, I just don't have the opportunity. Or look at them, they must be lucky. It's like, wait, time out. You're in a situation where you are spending your time doing things that are unproductive and causing you to be more tired in life, have less wisdom. You're not going to get a lot of wisdom at the bar, I can tell you that. And so you want to really make sure that you're evaluating, how are you living your life? It's so important. Verse 31, don't gaze at the wine, seeing how red it is, how it sparkles in the cup, how smooth it goes down. For in the end, it bites like a poisonous snake. It stings like a viper. You will see hallucinations and you will say crazy things. You will stagger like a sailor tossed at sea, clinging to a swaying mast. And you will say, they hit me, but I didn't feel it. I didn't even know it when they beat me up. When I wake up, so I can look for another drink. In other words, they're talking here, the author is talking here about a drunkard. So don't be confused. That's what they're talking about here. Paul, in another chapter in the New Testament, talks about, you know, a glass of wine is good for the body, right? So what he's not saying here, and this is where you have to be cautious, where I remember when I was younger, there was a verse in the New Testament that our youth pastor preached at the time. It said, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled by the Holy Spirit. And he was using that as an example to say, see, the Bible's saying that you shouldn't drink. I'm like, no, that's way out of context. What the Bible is sharing there is an analogy of what it looks like of someone to be controlled by a substance via alcohol, and how we are to allow God to control our life as we seek Him through wisdom. So don't be confused here. What this is not saying in Proverbs, the end of Proverbs 23, is that you should not drink. That's not what this is saying. It's referencing someone who is a drunkard. Now, obviously, if you have problems with alcohol or you have other people that you're living with that have problems with alcohol, then maybe it might behoove you to not do that. But at the end of the day, that's what this is referring to. And that's one of the reasons that we need to step back and kind of really make sure that we understand, you know, what is the word saying? And we need to get in the words for ourselves to make sure that we understand what it's telling us. And now we can fully dissect what God's word is telling us and what it is not. So important. Knowing what it's saying, quite honestly, is just as important sometimes as knowing what it is not saying, which will keep you from being led astray. Well, hey, I've enjoyed Proverbs 23. Look forward to diving into Proverbs 24 in the next one. Share this with someone that needs to hear it. Leave us your comments, feedbacks as well on the podcast or YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're checking this in. Any questions that pop up along the journey, we want to hear those too. Be blessed. Talk to you next one.